When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, that's the sound of health, lads. Gonna get me through this podcast. It's a dehydration because I'm actually a fitness freak.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm a gym girl.
You're gonna give them your quote or not?
Oh, sorry, lads. It's a good day to have a good day. Did you like that now?
No, there's a bit of beef behind it, but we won't get into it.
I feel like it applies to all walks of life, though. You can take it whatever way you want it. It's a good day
and
to
Ian's
have a
good day. And Ian's having a fucking
awful
day.
Ian's having a screamer.
Ian's very tired, lads. Come here. We haven't seen Ian in how long now? And he came down and greeted us with a big fat yawn. So he's already fucking done with us already.
Sean, you love seeing a big wide open mouth. Don't be fucking lying. Oh. So there's an awful lot that I'd like to touch on today. I've been quiet for a week. I'm in. But the main thing that's bothering me, and we're going to be late, obviously, for the lads hearing this.
What?
We're going to be behind.
It's our own problem.
Yeah, and it is.
It is.
And it is.
It's not.
By being selfish, no, it's actually Ian's fault. But anyway.
He puts on a hiatus.
So, I'm all wound up the wrong way.
For Love Island?
Over Love Island.
Why?
Disgraceful, carry on.
But we'll be going to Love Island 4, so we'll be going to how I kept going like that chat on Saturday and tried to kill you.
I really don't understand why my legs are covered in bruises. Do you know my mad thought? I went and got a rattle after 22, did I?
You did?
She was like, you went and got your back spun, you stupid cunt, you're covered in bruises. I was like, Matt, I swear to God. She was like, no, Carly, there's bruises all over your thighs and all. I was like, no, Matt, I promise you. No, I said, Sean just bet the legs at me and we nearly had a scrap in the middle of 22. Do you know that? What do you call it? What's it called?
I don't know.
Don't wait when someone does yellow edge. Well, basically, Sean was doing that finger thing. Do you know what you do the circle with your index finger on your thumb?
No, aren't you? He's like, I would never have that.
Yeah,
area.
Well, it's a domestic. Sean,
do you know when you put your little, your index to your thumb, put it under your hip, and someone looks, she gives me a dig. But I didn't think it up above. I just gave it a little tip on your leg. But you're like, pop her.
You thumped the cunt at me, poor Lila. I had to be take you back, Sean. I was, and you were like, no, let me out. She looked at it. I was like, oh my God.
That was just me getting on me out.
Yeah, that was a hate crime. Anyway, Love Island. I am. I'm all bent out of shape now. For many reasons. Many reasons.
The men are pigs.
Like, I think everybody's just a little bit scatty, especially now coming towards the end. Everybody is turning on each other. It's insane. Like, you can see where people have niggling pains with each other, and you can notice who has underlying problems with
pie,
who.
Fucking snag Mary Pie. No, that was vicious.
Heavy poor tackle. But before that even happened, like, in you could always kind of see the underlying problem between Luca and Dami with Tasha. I do think that it stemmed from Hordeo and Andrew Doherty.
Mm-hmm.
But they completely just ignored the fact that Andrew carried on disgraceful with your woman. He was literally in a full-blown relationship with this board, like carrying on with her in the pool during the day and all the whole lot. Tasha kissed your man Billy once. Now, don't get me wrong, her
Billy's
head
like
was
like some
torn.
Like just a useless child, isn't he, God love him?
He's the image of something now, a lazy
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's what he's
he
like.
He has that big rubber head and he's like, oh, I just love banter.
Oh, do you know what? He's like something from Spy Kids. That's what it is. Fucking little spy kid.
Like, this
in.
Little funny man, I just love banter. I get away with everything because everything's a laugh. No, you little sly fuck. We all know what you're at. He just does me pox in. But it's been evident for a very long time that Dami and Luca have a violent problem with Tasha. And it's been kind of like that, little bits and pieces here and there, little tiff a tat. And recently, in the past, say, 3 or 4 days, they've just been going in on it, and obviously it's become very evident online and on Twitter and stuff. People are like, it's blatant fucking bullying what's going on, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the snog marry
that
pie game,
it's just
a game, waving at her and jeering her at the end of it. Oh, it's not personal, it's just a game. But the two of them, I was like, it's literally like being back in school watching them two little
prick. Yeah, can you imagine what they were like in school if that's what they're like now?
But everybody at the start was like, Dami, like, we love supporting our own, love the whole Irish thing. Yeah, and I don't think
fucking nothing for us.
I don't think he's a vile person, but I did think he was too sweet to be wholesome at the start.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, something's just not sitting right with me. Like, nobody's that fucking nice all the time. And now the mask has slipped. I think everybody's mask is slipping.
Who's your favourite?
My favourite in the villa, Ekin Su.
I love her.
I idolise the life of Leggy Soup. I love her. Yeah, I love. Do you know what? I loved when she came in and the drama and all the whole lot.
The crawl on the deck and the mad bastard.
Mad. She's a mad like a cat gun. Across the deck. No, she was like Catwoman. Yeah, loved that. But then what I didn't like, the thing I didn't like was when she came downstairs and she was like to Davide, make me food. And no, it was. That's it was banging you, over all that.
When you wake up, Tama, get me.
But it was very, like, she was gaslighting him when he was getting wound up and curious about the situation with her and Jay. She completely shut it down and made him feel like he was mad. I didn't like that. But after that, she redeemed herself and she's after been trying. And listen, she had a fiddle in the bed. She was roasting. I don't blame her. I didn't understand. Now, in all fairness, I do have to say something.
What?
She was like that. She was like... Do you know when she went to your man and she was like, we're just friends now.
Oh, I know.
Nobody will know now, won't they? I was like, oh, Ekin Susie, you don't want to stop grooming this man on live television. There's no need for that. No, we're just friends, aren't we? Like, she was almost trying to convince herself. But she's my favourite. Our manner toward the girls, like, don't get me wrong, she has stored
like,
the pot.
She's literally, she's like a care book. Tries to help everyone. Now, care book when she's drunk will kill you, but like, still.
Yeah.
She's just like a nanny of the group. She just wants... the best for everyone.
She has time for all the them, and she always takes the girl's side, no matter what. Like, even though she has stirred the pot, and she's like, I don't really agree with what she did, but when it comes down to the crunch, she's always on the girl's side, and she's the force to hype them all up. You never really hear any of the other girls giving each other compliments. She's
just always
them
asking
out. She wants everybody to be happy.
And when she asks her, she's like, yeah, just as good as good can be. Danique actually reminds me of you. I don't know what it is. I just feel like she just feels like she can't be accepted by anyone. She can't be loved. I know that's awful to say, but I feel like that's where you're at.
I think, do you know what? Like, I think what really, really makes us similar, it's the over-enthusiasm.
Oh, it is.
She's just so over-enthusiastic about everything. And like, she's a show pony as well. So I think that might be similar. But what you're talking about there, the way she said like last night, it really hurt me heart to see her getting so emotional. I've been there. I've been to Danica. I've been the young one that was so okay with taking the bare minimum because I didn't want to be a bother. And I thought that, well, if I'm no hassle to a man, of course he's going to like me. So I'd be like, oh no, I don't mind going out for food. I'm paying for myself all the time. And you, I don't mind just letting you run amok and say that you don't like labels because no, that's fine. I'll just take that. I've been that person before, and it's a very embarrassing, hard thing to admit, but I think everybody has been there at one point in their life, and she's still quite young.
It's just awful that it's on actual telly where everyone can judge her and tell her she's this and that.
But you can see the want in her, like, she is trying.
She just wants to be loved and no one gives.
She's trying to convince these little shite bags to be interested in her when she is leaps and bounds above them. And I mean, I'm not just talking about looks, I'm talking about personality. Like, she's a lovely, bubbly little thing, and to sit here watch her trying to coerce these men into liking her when she should never have to do that. Like, there's men on the outside that'd look at her and be like, oh my fucking, she's unreal.
And she can touch her toes as well. Just there doing that stretch.
No, he had no interest in her up until he seen her bending over and touching her toes. That was when he was like, oh, actually, me and Danique can get on very well. I'm sure you fucking do, you dirty fuck.
What would you say to Danique if you were under? Because you have a lot to say all the time.
Just strip her back, because there's nobody left in there for her anyway. No, she has no interest in Deji. Just, I hope she watches her back and realises that she doesn't have to try and convince someone to be interested in her. She's going to come out of that villa and her DMs are going to be bursting anyway, and I hope that does rise her confidence. But to see such a young, gorgeous girl having her confidence knocked like that, there's something very uneasy about it. And even the way Ekin Su walked into that villa, full of it, same with Tasha, she walked in, full of it. And you're looking at these girls dwindling.
Yeah.
By the way the umphas are treating them. Now, like I said, not all the girls are saints either. They've had their bits of carrying on, and fair enough. But the fellas aren't being rocked the way the girls are, and you can really see their confidence diminishing, and it's just sad to see, because we take everything so fucking personally when an awful lot of the time the lads are just projecting their fucking insecurities onto the girls. So yeah, it's just mad to watch. I think Love Island is very Black Mirror-ish.
Define Black Mirror-ish to me.
Have you never watched Black Mirror?
No.
Everybody's fucking saying
Well, obviously
Mirror.
I haven't, so you're telling me.
It's a mad spooky programme. So it's basically about like advanced technology and if it existed in today and when it exists in years to come. But it's about like social experiments that people run on people. And
oh, right.
That in the future we're going to have devices, say, that you can insert into your neck and it records everything that you see out of your eye line. So it's like basically a film from your
just
eyes.
Like a big brother thing, really.
So people can
just
rewind and see if you're lying or not. Like it's loads of different kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think in a way, I feel like Love Island is like this major fucked up social experiment where you throw all of these gorgeous people into a place and you purposely fuck with their feelings and try and emotionally damage them so you get the drama out of them that you want. And I just think it's all very dark.
Would you go on it?
No. No, 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 no. I wouldn't go on it because I'd be in a Mackenzie tracksuit fucking things at people standing on the kitchen table causing killings. No, what do you mean put heels on? Mind your business. Fuck off. Oh, no, I won't be putting
Mackenzie
makeup on either.
For the whole thing as well.
I would.
You're in that big stitch.
Sean, I'd be freezing. I absolutely would. No, I won't put a pair of heels
on.
You
will go on it.
Do you want to go for a chat? No, I don't, actually. Fuck off. I don't like you. What are you talking to me, fella, for? What are you talking to?
No,
if
you
just fancy
you. You'd lose the fucking plot.
Who, I killed someone stone dead? What do you mean you don't like me? What do you mean? Like
she's still going. She's getting riled up.
Yeah,
lads.
No, I'm preparing for when they ask me to go on. Which I'm sure is soon enough. One day. LA, oh, one day, baby.
Now, come here. Did you see what Coco put up? That apparently when Adam went in, that he was writing on the phone, like telling everyone like what has happened in the outside world and about like how many followers and all they have, and that's really all they were worried about, which is a bit sad now. But he was telling them everything.
But
that
your nose would be
world.
At you. Your nose definitely would be at you.
Well, I'm doing good with my 110, so I'm all right for now.
Congratulations.
I know, we hit 110, Ian. Get me a birthday cake.
Ian didn't say one fucking word to you there, not even so much as a congratulations.
He's having a sip of water. He's like, oh, fuck off, will you?
No, crawling back up the table, he is. But now, congratulations
Thanks,
on that.
Thanks, baby.
But that is the only reason anybody goes in there, Sean.
It's just
the only reason anybody does any sort of reality television is to build their profile and to get themselves out there. Anybody that believes otherwise is absolutely ridiculous. Like that people are like, but people are gone in this year and people have degrees in biochemistry and Paige is a paramedic and this, that and the other. That's all well and good. They have viable jobs on the outside world that are respectable. But is that going to get them the Boohoo and the PLT deal? No, it's not. So this is how they go about these things. They look at influencers online now, same with kids nowadays. Like the lack of people applying for college courses to be a doctor, to be a nurse, to do anything in them fields, because they're looking at these influencers and these lives getting handed to them, so they think. It's obviously a lot more complicated than that. But they're looking at this, what looks easy to come to them, as in the money and the fame and all the clothes and it. Who wants to go to study in college for 4 years when you can hop online and build this lifestyle for yourself?
Make a mint.
Do you know what I mean? So I think the world's just caught up in an awful lot of superficial standard now at the moment. And I'm just not about it, baby, because I'm a scruff.
You have a lot to say today, don't you?
Please, fuck off.
Come here, no, I do. I love you, but to smell a hunky tank off my breath over that fucking whatever you gave me outside for a bite.
Pepper,
what was that? Oh, it's disgusting. It's coming off my throat.
The chorizo.
No, but I just want to thank Adam's man after listening, because he's a big fat ride and I probably would marry him. Don't say you don't like him because
he's
you
a
would.
Lanky string of gorgeousness.
No, he
my
is.
My God. And I wouldn't. Now he's weathered.
He
looks like
them.
He's saying some shit because he's 26 years of age and he looks 35.
No, he,
and
does,
he does,
doesn't he?
Why is he knackered?
Why is he even back in there?
Very tired, I think he is. They dug him up and brought him back in the poor
No,
cunt.
Literally Billy from Hocus Pocus. Get up out of that grave and get back in there now.
But there is something very pleasing about him. But he's a false little bastard.
He knows exactly
God.
What he's doing because he's been
he's
on it already.
He's carrying on scandalous. And do you notice since him and Paige is with each other, they're, Adam, I just really like spending time with you. No. Like, why is she whispering for? Why is she? Why won't she speak? Although, I'm not saying she was happy with Jax because that was a bit of a shit show. But she definitely was more herself. She's gone very prim and she's watching everything she's saying and she's watching how she carries on. Like she's even sitting with a straighter back.
She
you know
reminds
what I'm
me of Gemma. Every time I look, I have to double look. I'm like, is that Gemma or is that Paige?
I idolise Gemma.
I love Gemma. See, I'm like, see her and Luke. Now come here, this is actually what another one that I want to ask you. So basically, see the way they're like, Tanya, I love you, before they're even saying boyfriend and girlfriend. Do you think that would be the same thing to you?
You, I'm a wrong person to ask. Because
yeah.
Because I catch feelings quick.
Especially if you're living in there, because you don't see everything. You only see that hour.
Literally
on
in a lunchbox. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I would be highly attached to somebody if I had some sort of feeling towards them. I think everything's heightened while they're in there. Sadness, happiness, any emotion. So would you feel inclined to, and the whole thing that there's 50 6,000, whatever you're getting off them. If you do build a good relationship with somebody, so everything, without them even realising, the subconscious factors are coming into their heads. And they're going to want to be likable. Yeah. See, all this about being in the bottom three and they're all losing their
shit.
They're
going to win it.
I'd love to see them win it. Because I think what they have is very playful, even though they kill each other.
I feel like
they
were married in their past life somewhere. They just kill each other.
Yeah,
and like, that's what I want. I like little puppies killing each other.
It's that banter where they want to batter each other, but they want to love each other as well.
And it's his no English, God love him, but I love it so much. Oh,
he's hilarious.
How did he get past the interview?
He comes out with the most ridiculous shit. I love him. But, now where was I going with that?
About the love. About the love. In the first 2 weeks.
No. But I do think, like, in my head, I'd be like, oh, fuck it. Oh, yeah, oh, bollocks. But I think it'd be very hard to separate, like, reality and being in there. And your perception of time and all, they have no watches around.
And they're up to bleeding 4 a.m. doing TikToks.
Yeah, you'd be mad gammy. So if I told somebody I loved them and I wanted to marry them and have their kids, I said what I said.
Yeah, but I do tell the people in the smoking area I loved them without even knowing the name. So, you know, I probably would say it as well. No,
this is what I mean. But between Luca and Gemma, excuse me.
I hope Luca goes. He's adorable. Hig.
He is a very controlling cat. But it's definitely due to his own insecurities. He is. Like, he sits over Gemma like a Rottweiler.
No, he does.
And, like, she can't go to the toilet on her own.
In the cupboard, he would.
And
he's the image of Michael Owens when he was younger.
Do you reckon so?
Did you never see them photos?
Of course, I know who Michael Owens is.
No, when he was younger. Yeah, but he put Luke beside him. Image.
I don't know. That's just something a little bit spooky about him. And how comfortable he is with being so vicious towards the girls.
Yeah.
Something just, it doesn't do it for me. And like that, he has tried on more than one occasion to manipulate Gemma into having feelings that he had before her. And, well, if you don't feel this way, we might as well call it off. And when she was like, getting no worries, he was like, oh, no.
No, she's 19
years of
age. She's very ahead of herself.
The head she has,
she's
more
media
shoulders.
Trained, but she definitely has to be.
I do believe that she's definitely, and she's been around these people all of her life, Sean. So she's, it's going,
like,
to
she
be
in her. With the fucking Beckhams.
It's going to be, bred into her anyway from our father and our mother and everything, but I'd say they definitely had it a few little sessions before she went in. But also, I think she's lived a very sheltered life in the sense that our friends were on after son, and it was like Gemma's best friend, and not even being rude, I think she was in her late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? So she's an old head on young shoulders, and I think she carries herself extremely well. She has her boundaries.
Yeah.
And she's not very easily swayed.
No.
Do you know when people are going one way, Gemma's like, well, I fucking said what I said and I mean it.
Yeah, no, she was like, I said what I said, I'm not going to change it. I think I was right.
27 years of age and still, I wouldn't have boundaries that girl has. So for 19, hands up, Michael Owen can be a prick at the best of times. But he done a job on that young one because she's very, very headstrong. Again, I'm not saying she's a fucking angel. Like, people make statements and people can be wankers on and off cameras. But I do like her manner. I do like the way she comes across.
Okie dokie. Right, lads, I put up a question box there during the week, and it's basically like me sex stories, but like embarrassing things that may have happened to you during your life other than sex. So we picked the funniest one there today. I'm not allowed to say names because everything is anonymous. I can't say that word either, but yeah, we go in with that one, will we?
Oh, I'm going to have to bring the authorities on that. Oh, Sean, I'm going to get sick.
Right. Lads, I put up a question box for today called What Did You Hear? Because we wanted some news on everyone else rather than us. So she told me, I had piles so bad, my heart was killing me. I had no ice, so I used a Milky Moo ice pop to cool me whole. I swear I was in agony. I've never ate a Milky Moo since. No, she shoved a Milky Moo up her pipe.
No.
Oh, I'm very warm. Get that regatta off you, will you? I'm sweating. A Milky Moo pop up her hoot, nanny.
Up a coochie?
No, well, you would have a pipe. Because you had a pile up there. Like, just go and get a hemorrhoid cream. You have to go on and buy Milky Mist, shove up your hoot, and then you're like,
I wonder, did she have a root around her freezer? And yeah. Do you know what?
She's like, no mushy peas there.
No, the Milky Moo, dude.
The Milky Moo.
So, I'll be
full
melting
of dairy.
Oh, my.
Okay, and they melt very fast as well. They just go gooey, they do. They're like a yogurt.
Oh my God.
Charlie be ringing the authorities on you.
No, the guard. No, I'd have to be ringing the guard at
everyone.
Shut a milky moo up your goo.
So basically what I mean when I say what did you hear, it's about other people, not yourself. I don't want to know about your milky moo up your arse. But I'm very happy you sent it to me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I just want to know, like, what's the most infuriating thing about driving? Or, like, would you prefer to be a passenger or a driver? Because Carly has road rage and so do I, like, through the fucking roof. Tell them you're sorry what happened.
I haven't got road rage. I think I'm a very level-headed driver. Until there's a load of donkeys on the road and then I get annoyed. Me and Sean were driving back to his today. We were tight on time and I mean
very.
Like, acting the bollocks. So we are driving back to his and in Drimnagh, for whatever reason, they made the skinniest roads ever. Whoever architecturised that poxy area deserves to dig in the mouth because there's no need for how small the roads are. Anyway, we were trying to drive up a road that's cars parked on either side of the road. There's literally barely enough space for one car to go through. And this absolute cowboy is sitting in a taxi. Like Enrique Iglesias, he was, wasn't he? Enrique. I was like, right, love. He had his windows down, blurred, and he had the sunglasses on. He's running his hands through his hair. I said, is this cunt winding me up or what's the story? Sat looking at us. Here I was flashing him. That's and Sean slapped his hand on the heart. Babe! Yeah, man, right? He's looking at us like we have 10 heads, like the audacity of yours. There's a queue of traffic the length of the long mile road behind him. And he's just sitting looking at us. So I'm getting wound up then and I beat him again and he still didn't move. So he starts snailing down the side. So with that, there was a bit of a gap on the path, but of course I can't see. I'm that close to the path. Well, I said, do you know what? What did I say to my shout?
Oh, you're taking off the whole fucking road.
Yeah.
Now the road took Carly's left front wheel because she bounced up onto a big cylinder block.
I flew up onto the path in a rage because I was like, I'll just move myself. I took the fucking hubcap, the wheel, everything. And all we heard was dum, dum, dum. And I was like, Sean, the car's on the floor.
I was on the floor.
The car's on the floor. No, Sean was
literally, like, what's that song?
It was on a tilt. You know, like a seesaw. Sean was on the fucking floor. We drove the car around to Sean's ma's, tried to pump up the wheels, and the neighbour comes along, right? His ma has this little thing that you plug into your cigarette lighter, the little charger thing, and you stick it onto the wheel and it pumps up the wheel. The neighbour comes along 15 minutes later. How are you, Christine? Yeah, I broke that the other day. I said, are you fucking, what are you? Yeah, no, I broke that. Why the fuck would you give it back if it was broke?
No, lads, this girl had no air in her tongue.
No way, I was like Jordan Sparks.
That was our karma for screaming at Enrique Iglesias.
It was, and Ricky got her in the neck at me, and I'd say he giggled because he definitely heard me wail.
Oh, everyone heard it. Yeah. The builders and all doing the apartments behind us
heard it. Hear it. And then we went down to the garage, right, so I need air quick, fast. We got the car to the garage, goes to the machine, change. It wanted change. Change. I don't deal in fucking cash. I said, are you winding me up?
Don't have cash at all.
No, I don't have cash at all. Went in and got bleeding, score out of the machine, went and got woman. Now if that doesn't work, love, come back in to me and I'll give you your euro back. I said, do you want smack? If that doesn't work, I'll leave her on its back. I'm telling you now. I'll pull the thing out of the ground. Luckily it did work anyway. But I do just have awful luck driving. Awful.
No, we nearly died on the M50.
Don't know what you're talking about.
No, it wasn't you. Remember that red car? I had the beep and you beeped at the same time. Remember the car pulled in with the whole family? Which is eyeballing it.
Oh, on the way back from Dundrum.
We're all level, lads. I've never think, it was like I was in Bleeding Sonic the Hedgehog racing or something. We're all level up, but like each lane, we are all side by side by side. We are like Fast and Furious. But this car didn't see us and just pulled straight in. Like it would have clipped us and definitely
17 kids in the car, baby 17. On board sticker in the back of the window.
No.
Are you on smack, like you mad bastard?
And just the whole family just looked at us. It was like, we are the Millers. Eyeballing us, and I was like, we're not in the wrong. You just nearly clipped us all over the M50.
She took the bumper at me, Aris. I was
stupid. Drivers wreck my head. You shouldn't drive.
Do you know what I think? People on scooters
need to get off their scooter. Cyclist Ian.
Yeah, see you when you're bleeding rush.
Yeah, fucking
Tour
de France.
Up the whole bastard road.
Tour de France around town, he does be.
Do you know what? I don't mind the cyclist that knows what I do.
Yeah.
But see them dopey cunts that do be all over the shop.
Do you be getting beat at
you
now? Do you?
I'd beat the bollocks out of you.
Yeah, Ian, I feel like you'd be away with the fairies if you're cycling. Do you have your headphones and all on? Yeah, it's game over.
You have one of them little posh bikes though, don't you, with the little baskets and all on them? He has a little drunk
hand. He's like
bike.
Little Mary Poppins with his bike.
Toto sitting in the basket.
E.T.
Oh. Well, come here to me now, I give you one about me driving, right? Because you know I'm a pilot.
No, she says this, but as a passenger, she's an 80% pilot, but the 20% things do me.
The only thing I can't do is park.
No, you...
Ah, no, I can't. Look, no, my parallel parking isn't in May West now. I could do better. I definitely could. But anything else, Sean, I'm very good at. You just get frustrated because I follow the rules of the road.
Who? No, you see, she follows the rules of the fucking road on the M50. Apparently, they got down to 80, but I've never heard this.
No, it's the speed screens. But yeah, apparently, but it can't be done for them, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm like fucking booting along. No, it's like I got a little mushroom in Mario.
Yeah, no, like you fly into the bus lanes and all. I won't use them.
I don't. Sorry,
that was for comedic purpose. But no, I give you a good one, right? I know all my life I'm a pilot. I'm very, very passionate.
Snakes on a plane over there.
I'm very passionate about how good I am at driving, right? So I'm driving 10 year. And I'm giving them the fucking details, Cooper.
So I'm driving 10, yeah.
Right. So I was in the dentist one day and I was going through a hard... Sean, I was going through a hard time. So I went in for a scale and polish. I was trying to just uplift my mood, right? So then I was going to gym afterwards because like I said at the start of this episode, I am a gym girl.
When you were 17?
Only recently. I'm driving 10 years. You're not listening.
Oh, sorry. No. I thought you, this is when you were 17.
No, this was only recently.
You're not listening.
Right? So... I was going from the dentist's up to the gym. So I'm driving up the Finglas Road, right, from the village towards Charlestown. And there's a lovely bridge there, right? They do always have speed traps underneath, a guard hiding in bushes and all childish. So I was driving up the road on it today, right? And it was, a line of traffic was there and it wasn't the time of day for the line of traffic. It absolutely wasn't. So I said, oh, what's going on here now? And with that, I see blue lights, poxy flashing everywhere. But the road is fully held up. So I said, it's clearly not just for tax and insurance like these. Like, what are they here for? So I can only see over the other side of the road at this point, and there's about 43 Garda on the right hand side of the road. Every cunt that put that foot out of Templemore was standing on that road. And then I looked up my side, so there was no Garda as far as I could see on my side. That was grand. So there's a hedging in the middle of the road. My nose is at me. Like, there's dreadful things going on in Finglas at the moment. I thought something was out there happening. So here's me scooting over trying to see across the road. So the line of traffic apparently slowed down while I was trying to look through the hedging. And before I knew it, I was in the passenger seat of a fucking Say Ibiza or something. There was a fucking one of them work vans.
No,
lads, when I mean, when I mean, I literally took the fucking arse off the car. And the car, when I hit it, dived forward. So I said, oh my God, it wasn't a car, it was actually a van. And it was one of them work vans that has no back window in it. You know, it's covered over. So with that, the car starts to slow down and then they pulled into the side of the road and I said, oh my fucking God, I shit myself. I was like, I don't know if there's a child in that car because I couldn't see in through the back window. I was like, oh, I'm going to get sick. Felt weak. So obviously when I smashed into the back of this van.
A child in a work van?
Sean, people use all forms of transport, love. There could be a child in anything. So my nerves were gone. So when I obviously smashed into the back of the van, I did it where the only gap in the hedging in the whole road was. So the 43 Garda that was standing across the road is all suddenly sitting like a load of owls looking in me car window like. I was like, oh no, fuck, no bollocks, right? So the lads pulled in, didn't know they were lads at the time, and I pulled in behind them and nobody was getting out of the car. So I was like, oh my God, I had that fucking whiplash and the cunt out of somebody. I'm like, they're not moving. They're going to be asked for the roof to be cut off, that van and all. That's going to be killings. I said, they're going to be claimed down me bleeding hole. I've no money. So like that, I gets out. I says, right, I'm just going to get out of the car and see what the story is because there wasn't a movement out of them. So I got out of the car and I walked up to the window. two younflas, I'd say about my age. And the two of them's just looking at me in disbelief, and I'm looking at them, and he rolls down to me, and they go, "Oh my God, are you all right?" And they're like, "Oh God, are you all right?" And, "No, I'm grand, lads. They're back in the vans. Brand new. There's not a bad running. I swear
please
to
don't
God,
claim me. I have no money."
No, literally, please don't claim me. I was looking at the back of the van. No, there wasn't a fucking blip on it. That was nothing. And the two of them got out of the van, and they were like, "Jesus, are you sure you're all right? Is your car all right?" I said, "I didn't even look at my car. Like, I just looked at yours, and I know it's all right." So they got out, and one of them gets out cool as that. And the other fella's fucking licking the arse out of a smoothie. He's on his holidays. He didn't even know that and went into him. So they walked to the back of the van. "Ah, that's fresh. No bothers, no bothers. Not my poor red mate is like a Rubik's cube. The thing is fucking bent up on the front of the car." I said, "If that's the only thing that happened, I'm happy about it." So with that, the two lads goes, "Listen, love, yeah, fresh, don't be worrying about it." I said, "Can I have that in writing?"
Please.
"Yeah, please." No, they were like, "Yeah, brand new, don't be worrying about it. Listen, look after yourself or whatever. We're shooting. Get back in your car before the guard comes over."
No.
This thing comes over like Dara O'Brien in a pair of leather leggings. He was like something out of the YMCA, Sean, I swear to God. And he was a bikey, so he had a pair of leather leggings on him. He's big high vibes and he's lovely.
High vibes.
Yeah, and this thing's staunching over and he's giggling like Ross from Friends in his leather trousers. I said, "You dirty bastard." Over he came with his little poxy notebook. "What's after happening here then?" I said, "I'm not fucking quite sure, Gert. What's after happening?" I said, "But what I do know is that you and your glittery uniform and your sparkly fucking lights is after distracting me, and I'm after ending up in the back of the lads." And the two lads are just looking at me going, "This board's not well." Like, the two of them's laughing.
I'm on their nerves.
So nobody needs to go to hospital. I said, "Nobody needs to go to the hospital here. Absolutely nobody."
You
we're
need to
fresh.
Get you caught opening them fucking leather trousers.
The lads then, "Now that you say it," I said, "you'd have to shut your pox because you're just out there saying you're fresh." Two of them, "No, we're all brand new. We're all grand." Here's me going, they're very enthusiastic now about saying that everything's fine. Because if that was me, I'd be like, ring an ambulance and the Coast Guard and anybody else that can come and help. Because I'd have been cut out of me little yarns, and I promise you, I would have. So anyway, the guard said, "Now, are we sure?" I said, "Write it down in your little notebook. I'm telling you that everything's fresh here." I said, "Because if 3 weeks' time I get slapped with a claim, watch."
What would you have done?
Nothing. So the lads got back in the van. The guard have fucked off. I'm driving up the road. You're like, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." I didn't so much as touch the radio. I didn't touch my phone. I was driving the car like a pencil. No, Sean, I mean when I didn't move, right? So there's me. And do I still go to the gym? Here's me like, what the fuck do I do? Do I just continue on with my life? Got to the lights to go on to the M50. All I hear is beep, 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 beep. Two of the lads flying by me waving, "Yeah!" and all. So now it gets better than that. So I'm driving up to the gym and I pulled in and I pops onto my phone and goes onto Instagram and I had a message request. "Knew I knew your face from somewhere." I said, "Oh, yeah, horrible. Fuck yeah." One of the lads that was in the van. I said, "No." He followed me on Instagram. "Oh my God, I was weak." I said, "Sorry, excuse me." He goes, "Listen, we're on the way to the mat now, Carly. So like, I'll let you know what the story is with the bill and all." I said, "You will not." I said, "The guard already heard you saying you're fresh." I said, "Don't start." So with that, he said, "You're not going to believe me when I tell you this." And I said, "Oh no. Oh God, he's going to say that a man has a fucking broken vertebrae." So I don't know what he's going to say. He goes, 5 minutes before you flew into the back of that van, he said, "By the way, we thought we got a smack of a 4x4 and then we looked in the rearview mirror and seen it was your tiny Yaris." I said, "That thing's made to kill. I bleed and love me car." So anyway, he says, 5 minutes before you flew into the back of the van, I shared a post that one of your exes had up on their page. So one of my exes had a funny post up. He had shared it to his story. He said, "Carly, I shared it, and 5 minutes later, you're running the pass."
No.
I said, "Yeah, well, listen, I tell you, that's what you get for supporting him and not me." I said, "All I do is drive around Dublin all day looking for people that support me exes. Why do you think I was there?" All I do is drive around chasing people that support me exes, so I'll elbow the head. No, seriously. He goes, "Carly, what is the fucking odds?" I said, "Well, you're welcome. You may support me now instead. Thank you very much." But that is the only crash I've ever had. In 10 years, that is the only crash I've ever had. And I'm blessed by the grace of God that it was two lovely little men in Snickers that just wanted to go home. Oh, and they also just wanted to get off the road because they had no taxi either. So that's why they were so enthusiastic about leaving the situation.
Well, then you have it on them if the guy comes back to you.
Absolutely. I say, "Who, me?" I only was chasing them because I seen they had no taxi.
I've seen the job being missed, like a mission.
Informant.
No. Lads, I'm just a very good driver. I don't have any stories like that other than being clamped. Oh, you dirty, dying, red. Fuck. There's no need for that, lads. I took my keys. I was sitting there on the laptop this morning and I was like, I have to run out and grab the charger because I'm going to the baby shower later, but I'll have to charge my phone in the car.
The baby shower.
And I took my keys up and I went to walk and I was like, I was like, no, just hit me like a ton of bricks. And they still haven't called me. No car, no supervisor's calling me.
No, your car is squashed into a little brick now in the back of the yard. I promise you it is.
I just want my little 40-hour USB thing.
You know that's... No, Sean, your car is going to be compressed into a little metal box. That's what they do when you don't collect them. It'll be
in my back garden in my
dad. It's now an ornament.
It's an ornament. It will be.
It's a key ring. Speaking of...
He's selling them out the back. That's Sean's car, €50.
Oh my God, very good. Merchandise.
Speaking of
baby showers, we have a baby shower today, and our heads are killing us.
And do you know what? It's not one, it's fucking two. You have to buy two
babies. And let me tell you, the other way you have twins, you want to make it more awkward, it's a buying a fucking girl. Where do you get a twin buying a girl card?
No.
Like, they don't exist. Of course, and it's a mom and a mom.
LGBTQ plus ABCD.
Yeah, because you know we love a gay in this gaff.
We do.
We fucking love a gay. But yeah, two of our gorgeous friends are going to be moms and we're really excited about it. But let me tell you, be inviting me to baby showers and be expecting me to bring out and decent with me. I was only short of buying the yum and a curly blow dry and the yum flat a fucking Golden Palace voucher for an all-you-can-eat buffet. I don't know what to buy babies. You're having kids, you better fucking tell me what you want for them.
Don't look for prams and cots and all, like, clothes. And her mom can stitch them up together for you.
Yeah, me and Sean isn't well. We have no money. My man knit the gaff down, but I can't just rock up to houses with loads of cardigans because people know I didn't spend any money on them.
Lads, if you're having a drink to this, every time you say we have no money, you're going to be fucking gay. No, every time. Every
what's going to happen if we ever do come into money?
We still won't have it. Still be very tired and still won't have it. Oh, God. But yeah, that's that. Baby shower later on tonight.
Yeah, shower the babies.
Shower.
I've just no interest in kids. They just frightened a lot. But I am Delira and I'll be your Auntie Carly and I will support you from the other end of the room because I don't want to hold you.
No.
But I am delighted that you're going to be alive.
I have Kai and Callie and I love them so much, but I'm just,
you even really like them? I do.
They're growing up into lovely little kids, but I'm just like...
I have a gorgeous godchild.
And I know I should be so blessed, but I'm just... I think it's because I can't have a child. I'm like,
I didn't grow up around kids, so I don't know how to be around them. Like, I just don't know how to handle children. I'm fucking woeful. I have a gorgeous godchild, and you know what? She has no interest in anybody. She's the most placid child. She likes
picture you holding a child.
Very bad. Like holding a bag of potatoes. I'm shocking. But no, Daisy is just so, she does her own thing. She's so independent. Like, she loves being left to her own devices. That's why me and her work, do you know what I'm saying? But like, I just don't know.
Kids are not for us, lads.
No.
They're not for us.
No. But on that note, even though I don't like kids, I have a whole Ask Your Auntie segment. The contradiction is immeasurable. But anyway, I put up an Ask Your Auntie. Basically, you can ask me anything really, but mostly
she'll get back to you in 4 working days.
I don't know what I mean, rude. It's mostly like dilemmas and things that people are looking for advice on. It's less questions about me, but also there is some questions about me. But we're going to stick with the dilemmas.
Yeah.
Sean, do something with this for a minute while I swallow the rest of myself. It's caught me neck.
Drink left.
All right, Ian, pause it.
I just seen
can we just add this into the... Are we recording?
No.
Ian is talking about the boss man being in the office and how lovely he is and his grandpa. I'm looking out for you, Ian. I'm looking out for you. So me and Sean were on our way to the toilet before we started the podcast and Sean just happened to shove a bottle of Vichy up my arse like a fucking banger. I jumped and the man was just standing looking at the two of us. I didn't fucking know he was the boss and now he's after seeing me getting something shoved up my hole and me screaming all over the office. So nice to meet you, Mr. Manager, Mr. Owner, Mr. Boss Man. I don't fucking know who he is. But it was lovely to meet many. You know where my sweet spot is now anyways, we are.
Fucking shut up. Oh, you sound like Mrs. Brownsboys there, didn't she? Yeah.
You just don't give me a minute. You know what, Dammy and Luca? The two of you can shove it. The two of you can shove it because I'm only a dainty, delicate flower.
I'm just
going to
get a milky meal. Give me a minute.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Misogynists no. in this.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You'd want to see her behind a camera. She's holding the fucking full bar like
if
a baton.
If you can't hack it, grab your regatta jacket. I
shut
hope
up. Shut up. Will you?
Stop screaming at me. I'm enjoying myself. You hate seeing me happy is what's wrong.
No.
It is.
No. It is. I love seeing you happy.
You're about to get some of the worst advice you're ever going to receive in your life. You're welcome. I'm joking.
Right. Two very unstable people.
Two very unstable people. So listen, if you take advice from us and something goes our way, that is genuinely your own fault.
And I'm sure you do.
This one is very difficult for me. I don't know how it's going to be for you, Sean, but for me to answer it, I don't really know. Caught my boyfriend of 2 years texting his female friend in a flirty way. He said it was jokingly, but there was winking emojis and flirting. I don't want to break up because I love him, but I'm struggling with trusting him again. He's apologised a lot, but do you think I'm being a fool?
I'm very 50-50. Right, that's how it started, but like, it just depends. Like, what was the flirting? Like, is it just a winky face here and there at the end of it, or... like, what was the whole concept of the whole conversation?
She seems to put it across like it was suggestive. Like, she obviously feels a certain way about it. So there was something in the messages to give her reason to feel this way.
Now, if it was me, I'd probably go to her first and say it. And then I'd go to him and see what story is what. And then I'd kind of pick apart the puzzle then. To kind of know, like, if the story's the same way both ends. Because if it is nothing, well then, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of if you're catching someone out on a lie, you're like, no, if it's two people in here, like, I'm going to go to them first, I'm going to go to Carly first, and then I'm going to go to Sean, and then if it's two different stories, then I can bring them both together. I'm like, well, you said this and you said this, so...
No, you are the, FBI, so fair play to you. Whereas my approach to it, because I don't like bringing other people into a situation, and this is wrong of me, it's an ego thing, I wouldn't want anybody else to know that I was maybe having this problem, so I don't think I'd even approach the other party.
Yeah,
I'd kind of...
What if they're like, obviously if it's his best friend.
No, she didn't say it was his best
friend.
I was
just female friend, apologies.
She's probably nothing got to do with this person.
Oh, caught a bitch. Oh, I caught a bitch.
It's changed the whole tune.
Oh, shit. I thought it was a good friend. Like,
No, she said it's his friend, not
her friend. She'd be getting out of Colorado all over social media. This woman right here is a nasty bitch. I'd be like, me and girls.
No, right, because I have obviously been in relationships before where the fellas have had... friends that are girls, which is all good. That is fine. Like, I truly believe that is fine. But like that, there's obviously different factors. Like, if they had something with them before, and if they turn around and say, oh, well, she's kind of into me, but I'm not into her, I'd kind of be like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. And I've also been in a situation where my boyfriend would be friends with a girl and the girl would be overly suggestive and very, very fucking keen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be... then I'd be insecure and I wouldn't be comfortable with them being around them, especially like not on their own and stuff. It'd make me feel very insecure. So I don't know. I just know any situation, and I'm not saying this to sway anybody or to invoke fucking anxiety in anybody, but any situation that I was in where my situationships, whatever, were friends with this girl at one stage or another, they ended up carrying on.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
So when I see things like that, friendship is friendship, and there's very clear lines of friendship. You don't flirt with your friends.
You don't.
Do you know what I'm saying? So if I seen that, I really think I'd be like, nah, no, I'm not really buying it. And if you feel the need to flirt with your friend whilst you're in a relationship, why are you in a relationship for? Do you know what I'm saying? So it's something I just really wouldn't be comfortable with, and I'd have to lay down like boundaries and just be like, if you're going to be suggestive and be flirting with this person and talking to them, like, what is the need for them
like
to be texting all the time as well? Like, if you're friends with a girl, like,
friends.
Get it. If you're organising like that, you start meeting up for drinks with friends, or if like they have like a birthday, or do you know what I'm saying? And you're just texting, like, but to be constantly 24/7 onto a girl that you're after being suggestive with.
Yeah, no, girl, get up and live. Know your worth.
It does depend on the situation, because
what would you do?
Me, as of right now?
As of Carly today, this Carly.
Well, I'm not in a relationship with somebody, but if I was seeing someone
now...
They're
in a relationship with me.
Yeah. But if I was seeing someone now, and I was deep in seeing them, and I think I'd just leave it, Sean. But I think now at any stage...
You'd leave it as in you wouldn't say nothing?
I'd leave it as in leave them and just be like, you know what, you flirt with her. And that's where I'm at now. I think at any sign of a red flag. Like, there's 8.8 billion people on this planet. If you're going to be a prick, I'm sure there's a million people that probably won't be. Yeah. So if you want to flirt with that girlfriend, off you pop and you do your thing. I am not willing to wait and see what happens between the two of you. I'm just going to leave it. But she's also with this lad 2 years, so...
Yeah, but she can be with someone else for the rest of her life. That's not going to do anything like that.
This is it. If it's a once-off, explain how you feel to them, set your boundaries in place, and tell them what you expect from them in the relationship. If they make a ball of it again, sorry, you know, it's time to rock on. It is. Right, so that was one of them. And then the next one... I have been in this situation more than once. I've been in this situation 20-plus fucking times.
Like, you tell me.
Yeah, I've been in this situation 20-plus times. I've been the person and I've been the friend. My friend is with a boy who mistreats her so much and told me she's done with him, but she's seeing him again and hiding it from me because she doesn't want to hear what I have to say about it. So our friend is basically saying she's finished with this fella, she's done with him, but she's seeing him on the sly, and our friends know she's seeing him on the sly. But she's trying to pretend that she's not. So she doesn't have to face the music and listen to how they feel about the situation.
Yeah. Like, it's like the first time around, if someone comes to you and you tell them, and this is your advice and this is what you should do, and then you go back and do it again. You're still going to help them second round time. You're like a parrot. But then the third time around, you're like, you know what? I don't want nothing to do with it. It's just 50-50. Like, why are they still in there? But then also, yeah, I don't really know, but like in that situation, I've never been in anything like that.
Yeah.
Like to be so vulnerable and then insecure and then but just you put yourself have been sheltered.
Friends with people in them situations. And how do you feel as a friend watching your friend continue?
It killed me off because the person you love should be loved from that person, but they still mistreat and treat her like shit. But then they don't see that and that. They're just like, no, everything's fine if I just say nothing and keep everything behind closed doors. But then after that, you're just like, you know what? If they don't give a fuck about themselves, why should I give a fuck about them? It's so hard, and like you'll still know they're doing it and you'll still love them and won't bring up that name and still have a good time with them when you have a good time. And then when it's ready for them to bring it up and be like, I done wrong. And you're like, I know you did, but I had to let you face everything that you had to face yourself and then come back to me and then do it. You don't leave the person high and dry because everything you said is like, oh no, do you know what? Like, I've already told you once or twice. That's great. You fucking have to be told everything in life a fucking million times. No one's perfect, but don't leave your friend that needs you when you know what's going on behind closed doors. Do you get me? Stay there with them. Eventually, they'll face the truth. They'll know their worth and they'll come back to you. And when they do, you're going to grow together and love each other. And then, yeah, that's really it. I'm getting so emotional and upset here because I've been through with someone.
Bless you. Well, you've been friends with me long enough to, and I think you really took that into consideration when a friend of yours say, yeah, obviously you discuss things, but you'll never disclose who's who never. Or what's what. But you'd be like, oh, this, say this situation, like, what would you do? Yeah. And remember, I sat with you and I was like, Sean, you can get frustrated all you want with them, but if you push someone away, you're only leading them down the garden path straight back to that person.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes to you 10, 20, 30 times, yes, it is frustrating. But if you shut them down, you are genuinely just rolling them up in a little ball and pushing them straight back to the other person. Because when someone is down and hurt, the last thing they want is someone down their throat pointing the finger at them and giving
telling them
abuse.
What they're doing wrong. They already know what they're doing wrong.
They're already embarrassed. They're already feeling low.
Yeah.
They're already in such a fucking limbo with their feelings. So if you're barking at them, all you're doing is making them go, oh, well, do you know who's not shouting at me?
Yeah,
the person that we're arguing over. So I'm going to go straight back to them because they're, see, but that's what a narcissist loves.
Yeah.
That's what the other person loves, because if you anger your friend, they're just sitting there rubbing their hands together going, come on, baby, I look after you. Your friends are terrible. They're bad people. They shouldn't be commenting on you and what you do. And
then they're back.
And then they're back and they have them where they want them again because they look like the angel. I'm always here for you. I never turn you away. So it's literally leading them back down the garden path. You're kind of pushing them back to where they were before. And I know that from experience myself. Like I said, I've been in this fucking situation 20 plus times myself. Don't be me, not fucking listening. But where I have been in a situation with somebody, my friends would be like, Carly, it's fucking crystal clear as day. One thing about me, I will give you the best advice in the whole entire world, but there's no point in preaching to the fucking choir when you can't take it yourself. I'm very good at gauging emotions and situations from an outsider's perspective. But when I'm in a Sean, it's like I just go like mushy, I go blank. I have no idea of my own situations.
Vision,
I'm very bad, but when it's other people, I'm so clear on it. So when me friends are like, Carly, it's fucking clear as day that this person is being vile to you and you deserve the world and you deserve so much more. And I'm like, oh, but that's not so bad. Like, I've been in worse situations. Yeah. It's like, no, Carly, you don't compare your relationship to a worse situation. You should be comparing your relationship to happiness and what you deserve and good things. Not going, oh, I had a worse person before or I had someone treat me worse in my life, so this is absolutely fine. Relationships aren't about what you can deal with and what you can cope with. Relationships are where you should be happy and you should be getting what you deserve, not what you can put up with. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
never have to question yourself, guys.
This is it. And when you're in, the only advice I can give to that girl that sent that question in.
I was waiting for you to give her the advice.
Yeah. The only advice that I can give her is let your friend keep on coming to you. Let them cry. Let them take it out. Obviously, it's going to sound like a broken record. And it is. And you can say to them, look, this does happen an awful lot, but I'm going to have to keep on letting you make your own mistakes until you fucking learn. And one day they will learn. Now, it might take 2 weeks. It might take 2 years. And unfortunately, that's just the way the human mind works. They will eventually realise that it's not going to work for them.
They're
exactly
wrong. So that broken record that you're playing, fucking love it.
But do me a favour and don't turn them away. Because when you turn them away, they're only going to skip straight back to the person that you don't want them with. So you just need to kind of buckle up and get ready for all the shit and all the crying and all the pissing and whinging. And and one day it will end, but don't reprimand them and don't treat them like children. Yeah, don't do that and don't treat them like kids, because the more you undermine somebody, the more they're going to fight back. So that's all I can say on that one.
And that is us coming to an end, guys. Ian's dying to go for his lunch. Ian was out last night.
He's hanging out. God bless him. No, he is. So I'll let you go early because he needs a little nap.
And we need to go get some baby clothes now. So, yeah.
With baby, sure.
We're not going on hiatus again. We'll be back next week. Right, brilliant, lads. We won't be having a break that long. I know you've missed us so much.
Oh, my God. We got so many messages.
I know.
I really thought everybody would be like, yeah, all right, whatever. Thanks so much, lads. And we missed you all just as much as you've missed us.
We love you and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.